We open our Bibles together tonight to Psalm 143, a Psalm of David, the passage that we consider, also that it might help us prepare for the Lord's table next Sunday morning, is verse 8. Reading Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. May God write that psalm on our hearts. Verse 8, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift my soul unto thee. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, a week ago on Tuesday night, we met in God's house to pray as one body in Jesus Christ that God would grant to us His grace, wisdom, and peace with respect to three petitions. The first was the recent and grievous schism that our churches have experienced. The second was that God would remember our need of ministers and young men for the ministry of His Word. And the third was that God would look down upon us in the many afflictions that are coming to us, not only in this world, but as a congregation. Tonight, we want first of all to hear God's response to those prayers, for prayer is communion with God. We speak, and while we yet speak, He not only hears, but He answers. We want to hear the answer to our prayers, which is the voice of His loving kindness in Jesus Christ. The church and the believer, you and I, live only when we hear the voice of His loving kindness to us. For how shall we go forward? How shall we go forward in that great task of holding on to the precious heritage of the truth and holding that truth that God has given to us as a shining light in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation in which we live? How can we do that unless we hear the voice of His loving kindness upon us in Jesus Christ? Without that, we would stand as Moses on Mount Sinai when God had said to Moses at last, after he had beseeched the Lord to forgive, that God had said to him, "All right, I will bring you to the land of Canaan." But Moses sensed that the Lord was testing him, and that the Lord was saying, "I'll bring you there, that's all." And Moses said, "If thy presence does not go with us, if thy mercies do not attend us, don't take us up there. We can't go without the assurance of thy love and mercy. How shall we be assured that God will hear our petitions to grant us ministers if we do not know that indeed his loving kindness is upon us, that we are precious to him, and therefore he will supply shepherds for the flock and preachers of the gospel and missionaries? And how shall we bear the afflictions that we laid before him in our prayers? How shall we do that if he does not respond and send to us the answer, the voice of his loving kindness?" So this sermon was prepared that we might hear the voice of his response to our petitions on the special day of prayer. But it is very applicable also with the Lord's Supper. For how shall we come to the Lord's Supper? When the Holy Spirit does his work within me and shows me my sin and unworthiness and the repeated and the violent and the vileness of my sins. When he finally convicts me, how can I come? Cause me to hear the voice of thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way that I should walk, for I lift up my soul to thee. So we consider for a few moments this passage under the theme, cause me to hear the voice of thy loving kindness in the morning. That will be our first point. Cause me to hear it in the morning. Secondly, throughout the day. And finally, to keep my soul. David could not think of starting any day without first having heard from God the voice of his loving kindness. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. He wanted, before he could start any day or put his foot out into the day or address anything of the day, he needed to hear, and again through prayer, he needed to hear the voice of God's loving kindness to him. This was because David is a repentant sinner. And a repentant sinner can't go out into the new day. He cannot step. She cannot begin another day without again hearing God's voice, God's tender, strong voice of compassion and mercy. Psalm 143 is one of the seven psalms that David wrote. We call them penitential psalms. David wrote when he was brought to conversion, when he was brought to repentance, when God humbled him and drew him back to him in confession of his sin over his cruel, calculated murder of a friend, Uriah, and his wanton, lustful, proud, evil taking of his wife to his bed and committing adultery and thinking that he could get away with that before the very face of God. In this psalm, he is remembering the moment when he was converted, when he was brought to repentance, when God came to him with the hammer of his and shattered his pride and slew him in his pride. And when he remembered spreading himself before the Lord his God and pleading for mercy, when his spirit was overwhelmed within him, he says, and he was desolate, he could no longer endure God's frown. He held out for 9 months in his stubborn impenitence. "Hear me speedily, O Lord," he says. "I cannot endure this anymore. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit." He came by the grace of God that a sinner a sinner who knows what repentance is and what conversion is. He came to that moment when he must either hear the voice of God's loving kindness and forgiveness of his awful sin, or his soul would be left with damnation in its consciousness. And he does not hesitate. At this moment, he does not delay. He comes to God with great vehemence. He finds that he is without strength. He is ready to sink. He does not halt on the road to choose different paths, but he comes to his God with all of his heart. He needs relief. He is not looking anymore for the temporary fix of excuses. He's not fooling himself with cover-ups. He's not counting consequences anymore. He simply can't stand it anymore. He needs to know that God has forgiven him of his sin. And so he dismisses all other hopes. And he goes to God on his knees, because a repentant sinner knows that his refuge and his peace can only be found in one place, in the loving kindness of his God. I would direct you, and I would direct me tonight from this word of God, that as you who have your hope in Jesus Christ, that you turn in your life and your sins quickly, quickly to God. Do you have burdens? Have your relationships been broken because of your failures and your sins and what you said? Do you wrestle tonight with sorrows? Go to God. Do not hesitate. Don't look to other helpers. Yes, other people of God, the congregation, the members of the church are very beneficial to us in our struggles, but bring it to God. Bring your soul to God. Close the door to other helpers and enter into the chamber and pour out your soul to Him. Now David, having gone through that experience, being brought back in repentance from his sin, David now confesses that he cannot venture into a new day, any new day, without first pausing to hear the voice of Father's loving kindness. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. God's loving kindness, we know, is something that is found repeatedly in the Scriptures. It's found in the plural, loving kindnesses. And it's a word that is not in the vocabulary of this present world. And if you type this on your phone or computer, the spell checker, at least mine, doesn't know this word. And it for sure does not know the word loving kindness is. Doesn't think it's one word. But the child of God knows this word and knows how to spell it too. Psalm 63, the loving kindness of my God is more than life to me. So I will praise thee while I live and lift my soul to thee. The voice of God's loving kindness to us is the gospel. It is the good news of the whole Bible, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of God's amazing grace. It's the good news of His forgiveness in the perfect work of Jesus Christ by grace alone to us. And then it's the good news that God now so orders all things in our lives as His children that they must serve His glory and our spiritual good. The voice of His loving kindness is found when you are at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ, when you are kneeling before that cross, and that you hear the gospel that rather than you and I should have perished, God has given His only begotten Son to bear the curse that was ours. and that God has given to us the beautiful Savior. Loving kindness, one word. Loving kindness is a premeditated act of good and kindness. Love, that's an emotion, that's God's eternal swelling of His heart to embrace us and to draw us unto Himself. Kindness, that's a deed. Kindness is something that you do for the object of your love. Loving kindness is a premeditated, it is a thought out, it is an intentional act of love. It's an act that has its source in the roots of love. And so God's loving kindness, children, God's loving kindness is Jesus. Jesus is the voice of the loving kindness of God. To hear the voice of His loving kindness is to hear in your soul of Jesus and of the forgiveness of our sins. It's the gospel. It lifts our souls. It calms our fears. It soothes our sorrows. It strengthens our legs. It encourages us to hear the voice of His loving kindness. If you are to perform your calling as a child of God, if you are to engage in the fight against your sins, if you are to live your life as a blessing to God, if you are to experience the presence of God and His strength upon you, you must hear the voice of God's loving kindness. David said in his impenitent state, when he did not hear that voice, he said, "All the day long, thy hand is heavy upon me. I found grief and sorrow. All my bones were being broken, and my moisture was turned into the drought of summer. Until I heard the voice of His loving kindness." Now he wants to hear it in the morning. Why the morning? Don't we need to hear this all day long? Yes. But he wants to hear it in the morning because it's in the morning you see that all the load of the day falls upon us. The path in the morning, the path that we must walk that day till we reach the other side of the evening. All of the responsibilities, the calling, the challenges, all the things that we are looking up against, they all fall upon us in the morning. And when they fall upon us in the morning, we don't want to get out of bed sometimes. We want to roll over and go back to sleep. And in the morning, it might appear to us all to be too much for us, a weariness. We can't put another foot out there and go through it again. There may seem to be that the day, there's a wall before us keeping us from this day. And so the word is, beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, young people, wives and mothers and dads, you who are sorrowing, you who are widows and widowers, before you can undertake a day, before you can step out the door, before you can do anything, you must hear the word of the loving kindness of your God. The voice of His loving kindness is our strength and is our confidence. And we are to pray then. David is a praying man in the morning. We must pray to hear it, for as I said, prayer is communion. And as we speak to Him, God responds and speaks to us as we speak. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. He's not asking for a mystic voice to filter through the clouds to him. But he wants to hear the voice of God in response to his petition of His mercies in Christ. There's other voices that we hear very often in the morning. Our voice. Look at all I got to do. How am I going to do all this? There's another voice that speaks to us in the morning. It's the devil. It's not fair. You've put up with this long enough. It's too much expected of you. Why do you have to put up with this? We must hear the voice of his loving kindness through prayer. The Hope Heralds, a couple of years ago, performed a number, or sang a number, which I believe was entitled In This Hour. And the refrain went this way: In this hour, precious hour, I have met redemption's power. Walls I build dissolve away in this hour when I pray. Then gentle words between us flow. His start easy, mine start slow. But patiently he listens close to every burden I disclose. He helps me with the words I cannot say in seasons of distress and grief. My soul has often found relief in this hour, precious hour. I have met compassion's power in this place, holy space. I have seen amazing grace. We cannot begin a day without prayer, without hearing the voice of loving kindness. To do so for a repentant sinner would be disaster. And I'd like to make just one application, because since this is true and this is the experience that God gives us by His Holy Spirit, that we cannot enter into a day and we cannot serve God in strength and joy without knowing His loving kindness, and that we need to hear that voice of loving kindness. Since that is true, I'd like to ask you just for a moment, what kind of words do your family hear from you and from myself in the morning? If we so depend upon His words of loving kindness, what about your family around you? What do they hear? What do your kids hear? What does your spouse hear in the morning? What do your classmates hear from you on the bus? What do your students hear from you in school? What do others at the job hear from you coming out of your mouth in the morning? Do you think your family wants to hear you and me, the voice in the morning, "Don't talk to me," or berate? "You always," or lashing out in frustration, or worse, as a husband and wife, you go out the door and the door is banging because you're upset and you've gotten your licks in with your mouth and you've tried to pound each other down a little bit to the ground and you've argued and now you're going to go out and face your day. If God in anger would berate David in the morning, if God would say to him, "You came yesterday, you're bringing the same petition again. Didn't you get the message? And what about your sins? You keep committing them. You expect me always to forgive them?" How would your day go? But God is not that way. Does your spouse hear? Does your child hear? Does your friend hear from your voice the tones of the loving kindness and wisdom of God in the morning? But David makes clear to us that he needs to hear this loving kindness, not just in the morning, but he needs to hear this loving kindness throughout the day. "Cause me to know," he goes on, "the way cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul to Thee. And this really answers of how hearing God's voice in the morning through prayer, the voice of His loving kindness, it really tells us now how prayer is going to affect and is going to shape our day. What impact morning prayer will bring to our day. What difference will that make? And the answer of David is, you will walk in holiness. You will walk more consciously as an obedient child of God. You will walk close to God. And close to God means, and dependent upon God, means that you will live a holy life. You will desire to be more Christ-like, more aware of His presence, more to be God-conscious, and that He is your Father in heaven. Morning prayer directs the course of the whole day. It guides us into holiness. It alerts us to temptations. It makes us aware of our calling to be a blessing unto others. It guides our mind and keeps our mind from falling into the ruts of evil and the thoughts of fantasies of sin. You see, David, as a repentant sinner, does not want to fall back by God's grace into sin again. He cannot bear thought of doing that again and falling into that state where God's face was hidden from him. And he knows how quickly, in the busyness of a day, he knows if he leaves his soul unprotected, how prone he is to sin, his own besetting sins, how he goes right back to them. And so he prays in the morning for the voice of loving kindness, for that voice to guide him throughout the whole day, that he continues to hear that same voice that he left the house with. He needs to hear that voice throughout the whole day. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Now, on first glance, we think here, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. We think that he's talking in terms of God's guidance for the big questions, the troubling questions of life, and the big decisions. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Is it Grand Valley or is it Calvin? Is it the medical field or is it business? Is it marriage or is it the single life and I'll buy a house? Is it a new job or should I retire? And yes, God does guide us in the decisions that come first to our hearts. I call them the big decisions. God does guide us in our decisions over college and job and marriage and all of those things. Yes, He does. But David is not thinking, I believe, of the big questions. And we should not be so overwhelmed with the big questions of life. And young people, you should not be overwhelmed with the big question as you head towards graduation. What am I to do? I'm not saying be indifferent. Not at all. But those big questions are answered in the way of walking today simply in godliness. The big question for me in the beginning of the day is not, am I going to be a surgeon? Am I going to be an anesthesiologist, a nurse? How about an architect? How do I invest my stocks today? Should I bid for this job today? That's not the first big question of the day. And the answer to those questions will come when you ask another question first. Lord, Show me the way to walk in righteousness today. Lord, show me simply to serve Thee with my heart and soul, and to be conscious of Thee, and to do today, step by step, in every little thing, what Thou would will of me. Cause me to hear Thy voice of loving kindness just today, so that I can walk in a way pleasing to Thee. In that way, God will lead you in the big questions. Walk here, how I should walk, is not synonymous with calling, the calling God gives us in this world, but walk is simply our life, moment by moment, as we live it from the heart. My walk is not necessarily what you see me do, but my walk is as I do that from my heart. Guide me. May I today, in the light of Thy loving kindness, wilt Thou direct me today in the way that is pleasing to Thee. Don't let me get out of range of hearing that voice of loving kindness. And if I forget to hear it, give me to go back to hear it, back to the cross. What happens when you get out of the voice of remembering His loving kindness to you as a sinner and His tender mercies? What happens to you? Well, what happens is you lose spiritual purpose. What happens is pride and lust. You begin to hear that. You hear the voice of the world. The voice of, you have it plugged into your ears with your phone, and you're listening and you're hearing the voice of the world, the voice of fear, the voice. We must hear the voice of His loving kindness, which doesn't come through an earplug. It comes through prayer and then walking consciously in communion with His loving kindness. Guide me in my attitude and the disposition of my spirit, in the attitude that I take when I encounter someone. Guide me in Thy loving kindness. Guide me in my response, how I react to things that suddenly come upon me, displeasing things. The cement truck is late. My spouse does it again. A heartache comes to me. Keep me hearing the voice of Thy loving kindness in my temptations. There is ultimately one power that will keep us as repentant child of God, that will keep the child of God from our besetting sins and from the lusts of the flesh. And that power is compassion's power, the power of God's loving mercies. For David, it would go like this. David understands now that deliverance from his lust that comes to him at night. So he went up to the top of his roof to look. David would understand that deliverance from that lust is not going to be that he nails the door that opens to the roof shut, because sinners can get around locked doors. Sinners can get around any controls that are put on a computer. Sinners can bypass any password that they need to. They will figure it out. It's not nails and it's not controls. It's the voice of His loving kindness. It's a convicted, repentant sinner knowing and walking in His loving kindness. When on my bed I rest at night and meditate on thee. The loving kindness of God is not a license. Anyone who thinks that doesn't know God's loving kindness. When we think that, we're not experiencing His loving kindness. I'm forgiven. Here we go. One thing we're not experiencing, and that is what it means to be forgiven, if we talk that way. Loving kindness is not license, it's power to fight sin. Do you ask God in the morning? Guard thou my thoughts, I thee implore, and of my lips keep thou the door, nor lead my sinful heart astray, where evil footsteps lead the way. Do you find it hard to keep and to put away sinful thoughts? Do you find it hard to do the right thing? Do you find it hard to show compassion to another person? Do you find it hard to put away your anger? Are your emotions like a hurricane? Do you get down before setbacks at 3 p.m. or 6 p.m.? Are you done? Do you run out of gas? Is your spiritual tank empty at 11 o'clock? Is one day to walk with the Lord consciously, is that too far of a journey? Do we pray in the morning? Lord, let me hear the voice of your loving kindness. And then throughout the day, say it again. Say it again. For I lift my soul to thee. Those words could well mean that David means to say there, I lift all the needs and the feelings and the worries and the stress and the demands that I feel in my soul. I lift the weight of my soul to thee. And that would be true, but I think he means simply exactly what he says. I lift my soul, I put my soul, my spiritual life, I commit that soul to thee in the beginning of the day. I put my soul consciously by faith in safekeeping in thy hands, because I know I can't keep that soul of myself. But I need thy hands always to be upon me. It went this way for David. As a young teenager, 14, 15, 13 years old, David, on any day like any other day, began that day by lifting up his heart to God for his loving kindness. At noon of that particular day, unknown to David before, he descended, he was called to descend on that day into a valley. And in that valley, a giant was running at him with rage and blasphemy against David's God, and with a spear and a sword to kill him. And the spear and the sword fell at the giant's side, and the giant fell, and his head was severed where David had heard in the morning the voice of God's loving kindness. It went this way with David. As a man, as a king, as a great king, as a conquering, skilled warrior, as a king who now could simply command his armies to march, and they marched, and he didn't need to go to the field with them. As a king on a given day, in the morning, David lifted his soul to vanity and to lust and to pride. And before that day, late in the hours, was finished, he took another man's wife for her beauty, and he plotted her husband's death. And you can be sure that one thing he did not do early in that morning. He did not listen to the voice of the kindness of God and the forgiveness of his sins in Jesus Christ. He didn't listen to that. Lord, I place my soul in thy hand this day. In thy loving kindness, it will be safe. Is your soul safe as you leave your house? Because in the day that you leave the house, your soul may be taken from you. Do you know what a day will bring forth? A young couple, years ago in Oklahoma, on the very first day of their marriage, were killed in a car crash. A wife and mother in the 24th week of her pregnancy died of brain cancer, and the child died. At around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a young girl leaving her own driveway was killed by a train. How do you prepare for that? Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift my soul to thee in the morning. Let us hear the voice of his loving kindness. It will make your day. Amen. It is easier to preach, and it is easier to hear. Give us the grace that we may do this. And may the normal sounds of the morning now serve as a bell of reminder when we close the pickup door on our way to work, when we shut the door behind us, when we say, class, come to order, when we set out upon a day, may we be reminded that we must pause to speak, and that we must speak till we have heard the voice of thy loving kindness in the morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.